There's a new show on the web. It's called Halal in the Family. Wait a minute. Halal, doesn't that mean what's permissible under Islamic law? And wait a minute. The name of the family is the Cosbys, Q-U-O-S-B-Y. The dad wears oversized sweaters with geometric patterns.
We're just an ordinary family living in your town.
But don't worry.
We like monster trucks and football, even though we're brown.
We hate curries.
Halal in the Family centers around an all-American family which happens to be Muslim. They face the stereotypes that they're also terrorists or cab drivers. Asif Manvi plays the Bill Cosby part. He's also the co-creator of Halal in the Family and a former player on The Daily Show, the senior Muslim, Asian, Middle Eastern, foreign-looking brown correspondent. He joins us from Los Angeles. Asif, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And from New York, Miles Kahn, former Daily Show producer and also co-creator of Halal in the Family. Miles, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
You came up with the idea back in 2011. And Miles, start there. It happened after a comment from Katie Couric.
Yeah. One of our producers, Sarah Taxler, found this comment. Katie Couric had said, maybe what the Muslim community needs is their own Cosby show. So we sort of took that and ran with the idea in the most ridiculous possible way.
Asif, describe the set because you expect Dick Van Dyke to stumble in.
Yeah, we wanted to create, the show is ultimately a parody of sort of 80s sitcoms and that whole genre, right? So the set, we really needed it to be the all-American sort of generic sitcom set, with the living room and the stairway going up to the upstairs, which we never see, and, you know.
Right. Well, and around that couch in the living room, hilarity ensues. Let's listen to one episode when Asif, your character, the father, is determined to win the neighborhood's Halloween decoration contest because there's much at stake. It's a gift certificate to, what's the restaurant?
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory. And every Muslim family wants to go there. But he, of course, overdoes. And as the scene begins, the daughter descends the stairs in sort of this white, full covering from head to toe.
Dad, I don't know if this is that scary.
Okay, you're a ghost in a burqa. What would scare white people more than that?
This seems kind of racist.
Yeah, Dad. Are you sure dressing the house like a spooky terrorist training camp is a good idea?
What could possibly go wrong?
The front yard looks like Osama bin Laden's compound.
It is a haunted terrorist training camp, okay? People come to the door, trick or treat, and bam, you jump out and you're a vampire Bedouin goat herder.
And Miles, I just have to ask you, how important is the inane laugh track here?
Yeah, I think it's kind of key. That's what we know of those old multi-camera sitcoms. Like it was the cue for the audience when to laugh. It was always a little bit overdone, I think, in the 80s and late 80s. And we did have some people who we screened it occasionally and someone would be like, I didn't need the laugh track. I knew where to laugh. So for me, it's part of the parody of it. If you don't get that it's a parody of that format, then maybe you won't like the laugh track.
Well, Asif Manvi, again, you play the father, sort of the Bill Cosby character. How would you characterize how he feels about being a Muslim?
Well, I think, the parody and the comedy of the show actually comes from the fact that this family and the patriarch especially is trying to do everything to avoid being seen as Muslim. And that's really where the commentary comes from, because what we do is we sort of comment on the absurdity of the racism, the Islamophobia, by having this family who's trying to be uber American. They're country music dancing and they're drinking pork juice and and they're sort of trying to like be as American as possible and almost over the top American.
And it's really Sakina Jaffrey's role as the mom who kind of sets him straight, like, no, we're proud Muslims. Like, this is fine. We can be okay with being Muslim.
Which is the traditional role of the sitcom mom to kind of say to the sitcom dad, no, you're wrong, sort of set them straight. There's fun, but we learn, too. And sometimes it's other voices. There's an episode in which your character's son, Bobby, is running for class president. You, the dad, hire a campaign consultant for him to kind of erase his Muslimness and make him perhaps even anti-Muslim, including she has Bobby, the son, saying one of his slogans would be, he's against implementing Sharia law. At this point, you bring in a guest, Tariq Trotter, better known as Black Thought of the Roots, who just happens to be your wife's cousin, Tariq. He's playing himself here, and he sets this consultant straight about Sharia law. Let's listen.
I don't have time to teach you that Sharia law is a broadly defined set of religious practices and that it can never become law in America because the U.S. Constitution supersedes all religious law.
See, I feel like you actually did have time to teach me that.
But I will tell you that people like you throw around these so-called scary Muslim terms like Sharia to convince everyone that we're some sort of boogeyman. And that's not cool.
This is serious information, Asif.
Yeah, this was actually one of those episodes where we wanted to talk about politicians and the media using these things as a tool. And so we put it in this high school setting. And then actually, I think we were trying to find something for Tariq to say about Sharia law that actually we thought it would be great if he just actually laid it out.
My first draft of that, I guess I kind of botched it a little bit because we had a lot of very good consultants on this giving us some great information. So when I had sent the script out, they said, oh, you're a little off on this description of what Sharia is. I'm like, here I am, this like mostly progressive liberal guy working at the – and I still didn't kind of get it, right? And I think a lot of us get it wrong of what Sharia law means. And they kind of spit back to me most – kind of pretty much exactly what Tariq said in that scene. Just the laid out matter of fact to me was kind of funny in and of itself.
We wondered at points what was true. And then there's another scene. Asif, weigh in on this once we hear it. Your character's daughter is being bullied by another girl who posted derogatory things about her being Muslim on Facebook, did a picture of her with a turban on. And then the dad invites the bully over and gives her a lesson in real life anti-Muslim bullying. On an easel, he sets up what he says is a blown-up Facebook post from a Tennessee councilman named Barry West. Now, the picture shows a man holding a gun looking down the barrel with a caption that says, "How to wink at a Muslim." Let's listen.
This is an actual Facebook post by an actual politician in the state of Tennessee. This is how you bully.
Okay, is that real, Asif?
That Facebook post is real, yes. And the whole joke was that my character is trying to teach this girl how to be a better bully because Asif, the character Asif on the show, gets offended by the fact that she's calling his daughter a Sikh. And so the idea is that, like, if you're going to bully us, then at least get the racial slur right, you know?
Yeah, we don't wear turbans. This is ridiculous.
You know, so that was the whole premise of that, right? It's a great visual image to show that. And we blew it up and put it on an easel and stuff and showed it on camera. And it kind of is very shocking and gets the point across, I think, really well.
Well, again, you have this collision of this canned laughter with this really, you know, mean-spirited Facebook post blown up like that with a guy looking down the barrel of a gun at Muslims.
Yes, it's darkly funny, you know. I think that's the whole thing about the show is that we have things that are kind of serious. But using this format, I think it allows people to have access and deal with some of these issues in a way that they couldn't if we were just doing something, you know, if it was just a regular news story, right?
As a Muslim, what's your favorite self-mocking moment of your character?
There's one line in the show that I really love because I think it's sort of it's just a favorite of mine when they build this, you know, like Halloween terrorist training camp and people stop protesting because they think it's a mosque. And I say, a mosque? Why would I build a mosque? I'm not trying to cause any trouble. That, to me, right there, exemplifies the whole thing in some ways. And that's actually my favorite episode. You know, this idea of people turning something benign, that is potentially benign, into something dangerous because of their own fear, you know?
Yeah, nobody would say, why am I building a parish? I don't want to start trouble. And just the implication that to build a mosque would be trouble. Asif Manvi and Miles Khan are co-creators of the new web series Halal in the Family. We'll link you to the episodes at hereandnow.org. Do you want this to be a full-length television show, Miles?
Yeah, absolutely. You have any money to give us to make it?
Well, I know this is how you got this going in the first place, crowdfunding. So, and by the way, what did people say when they were, you know, giving you money to help start even the web series? What were you hearing, maybe even from fellow Muslims, Asif?
People are writing to me all the time on Facebook and Twitter and other things and just saying, like, you know, we're ready for a show like this. Where are you going to do more? We're so happy that somebody is doing a show sort of poking fun at this stuff, you know? So I think there's a real appetite out there for this.
Well, we will see. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.